Mario Reyna appointed to Rio Plex Board of Directors. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez, McAllen, Texas. Mario Reyna has been appointed to the Rio Plex Board of Directors in a strategic move to strengthen regional economic development. With a distinguished career in organizational and economic growth, Reyna will play a key role in shaping the organization's branding, marketing, and economic policies. This one-year appointment aims to strengthen the region's position in the global economic landscape, ensuring strategic growth and impact. Reyna's extensive experience includes serving as the Dean of Business and Technology at South Texas College and being a retired Air Force captain with 20 years of service. He has also been an active member of the Hidalgo County Prosperity Task Force, contributing significantly to initiatives to reduce poverty and enhance economic opportunities in the region. The Rio Plex initiative, recently unveiled as the USMCA Friends Whoring Capital, seeks to present a unified regional identity to attract global investment. The initiative emphasizes collaboration across South Texas and Northern Mexico, highlighting the region's unique position as a gateway to Latin American markets. Joaquin Spamer, founder and president of CIL Group, will join Reyna as an ambassador and founding member of the project. A group of business leaders has also been commissioned to collaborate and ensure the initiative's success. A key component of the plan includes appointing additional ambassadors to promote the region organizationally and strategically. Ambassadors are expected to apply for a membership plan and possess extensive experience in economic development. Through a global strategy, they will represent Rio Plex internationally, participating in trade missions, sharing insights about the region, and attracting investment opportunities to support economic expansion. With these efforts, Rio Plex will enhance the region's competitiveness, foster innovation, and position itself as a key player in global markets.